Today is May 21st, the year 2000. We will be walking around the home farm of the Scarf family at Lot 1, Concession 7, Cumberland. The voices on the tape you will hear are Gladys Eggert, Ruth Parsons, Nee Scarf, and Bob Saray. Hope you enjoy it.
The roadway in was there, at the road. And the gate was right here.
Yeah.
And then there was a fence along there, and that was garden, vegetable garden, an orchard.
We're going to go through the gate
here. What year was the accident? 1951.
I
know
you have.
When Grandpa got
hurt.
Or was it early
60s?
Late 50s, early
60s.
No, it was in the 50s.
Diesel fuel?
Because
no,
I was.
Gas.
Gas?
Grandpa Scarf.
Because I was still here. Okay.
And I remember it.
So what was this accident you lost?
He was plowing over on the other property, right?
Yeah.
And he came home and it was just getting dark.
Yeah.
And he came in the driveway and I guess something happened. He lost control of the tractor.
Or he passed out. Something.
Anyway, he ended up, the tractor was half on the gas.
Because Albert and I were waiting for him in the house. And oh my goodness, next thing we saw, he was around here and then and hit. He was back there, the tractor had run over his leg, and the tractor came and hit the post here. Or hit the gas tank.
Yeah, he hit the gas
tank and stalled.
So, runaway tractor, and he ran over his leg. That must have crushed a few bones.
Yeah, knocked him off, and he came through the fence here. Spun around and he must have went over in front of the hind wheel and the hind wheel came
the
over.
The back wheel just chewed into his leg.
Yeah, you could see the tracks of the tire.
The tire tread was there till the day he died?
Yeah.
And his leg was what?
Broken up here.
Yeah.
Above the knee.
It was shorter because
They couldn't piece it together. Put it together, so it was all short.
And that's Robert.
Intimates have called him Bob, but it was always Robert.
Bobette they called him, didn't they?
No, I never heard that.
Hilda Kearns told me they called him Bobette.
Didn't tell you that.
No, I keep my mouth shut. This thing
must have been a local name they called him for some reason.
I always called him Bob or Rob.
Yeah.
Mostly Rob, but I ever heard of. Sometimes Bob.
I saw a blue truck and pulled in there.
Yeah,
that's the guy. Yeah.
That's Richard.
And the Buick used to be in here too. And
these are old buildings?
Wasn't in that garage. Well, the tractor was here and they ground, was a grist mill up above.
Yeah.
And they used to hand the bags in up here, drop them down from here.
And do you guys have any idea how old this is? Last century? 1800 or 1900?
Oh, 18, I would say.
Yeah, this is old. Was there a blacksmith here?
Yes. Yep.
There's something.
That character right there.
It's Grayman.
Yeah.
It still is a Grayman. It's still great hair.
And that's where I mentioned in my story where Dad made the elevator, the grain elevator.
Yeah, and it would hitch up a wheel on the to get the stuff going up.
For the gasoline engine.
Yeah, pulleys and all that. Yeah.
The opening
is still there. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There's
all the doodads
there.
Hanging there on
the belt is still there, Bob.
Yeah. He was repairing these belts all the time. If a belt breaks, you got a problem. That those things go stripping around and.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pretty low though, eh? Like it's not
well,
a problem
sinking.
For you, but
sinking.
Me.
No, it's sinking. It's full of cow manure.
It's sinking.
Yeah, two things going on.
Full of cow manure here.
Okay.
Move a foot.
So the ground is coming up and,
and the roof's coming down.
Coming down.
Yeah. See the post, they're going crooked there. That's
Going down.
Well, the building is 100 years
old.
Old
cedar.
Isn't being taken care of.
This is a nice
cow patty.
think we've got coons up here. Definitely something living up here.
Coons.
Sure.
See all the bins we had?
Oh, yeah.
All the bins for grain.
Oh, no.
And we could separate them with boards in between, you know?
Yeah.
Take them out.
See, I've never had a visit like this. It's special to me. What's this canvas stuff?
For the old binder. Grain binder and, yeah.
So these bins, you could put different grain in different bins?
Yeah, he had different grains.
See all these boards, Paul?
In the groove.
And make this be up to here, full of grain if they wanted.
Now you had, if I see holes and stuff, you would not have allowed that because you would patch those holes up.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to go leaking out.
Mm-mm.
You patch up, I'll make sure
or
there's... Yeah.
See the elevator head?
Oh, yeah.
And with the pipe, you fill each bin.
That's the, and you'd have to take that apart and if it was...
But I remember when that was made.
Yeah.
See, before that, I remember they had the men carried all up the stairs and filled all these bins.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
So this was a big progress when they got this one.
Big progress. That was
very
inventive.
Isn't that a nice smell, though? I love that smell. What do you have here now?
That's leftover oak.
Grass seed or oak?
No, it's oak.
This is oak.
They have never all been used up in the animal breeding.
Okay. That's a shovel for graining.
Yeah.
But look at this is still good flooring.
Yeah.
So what have we got here?
Oh, saddle never could use a fence cord.
These are the bags. What's this for?
That was the grist mill. Ground the grain in the provender.
Into?
Provender.
Provender's for cattle?
Yeah.
La provende in French, isn't that? It's a French word, provende. You feed that to cattle.
Yeah.
So this is not for human consumption, this
no.
is for the animals. You break it down. And what you have the husks out and the good stuff staying.
Grain like that.
Yeah.
Put in the bins.
Yeah. Snowshoes. Who is snowshoeing?
Albert's snowshoes.
Mm. These are...
See, this would have been built by my grandfather, probably Benjamin.
Did you ever
and
know
Dad.
Him?
Dad would have been Benjamin, yeah.
He was alive when you...
Yeah.
You remember? So is this a grinding plate to grain? To grind it? It's turning and you grind.
Yeah, you put different plates in there.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
And Dad had a fanning mill too, but I guess Elgin got rid of it. Eh? Gone anyway.
The old.
Gone too. You're right.
Yeah.
Everything disappeared.
Yeah, it was just sitting there. But
yeah.
Fanning is to get the chaff out and keep the good stuff.
Yeah. Clean, because Dad took a seed to the market. He sold seed.
And you had
for
good
sowing.
Quality stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if you're working here a whole day, you must be all clogged up, eh? Like your throat and your nose and your... Is it all choking?
All over
you. Choking. And you must be spitting black and all that? What?
Nobody paid any attention to it.
No. Your eyes and stuff, you didn't worry about that. Then you put your head, you soak your head under and then you go for supper, right? Because you must have been sweating and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a nasty job. You couldn't hardly see 100 feet away. I mean, the dust was the...
Yeah, and the tractor belt came up.
And what about the noise? Was it noisy?
Oh, yeah. Well, not too bad.
No, but it was really dusty, though.
Bit of dust, yeah.
Bit of dust.
But the belt from the tractor came up here. See, the tractor was down here.
There would have been a belt going down.
And I remember, before that, the tractor used to sit out there.
Yeah.
And they had the belt coming
there's
up.
There's a flywheel here.
Coming
yeah,
in there.
There's
a flywheel there for that port. So, but then later they had the tractor sitting in and the belt coming up.
Yeah.
So you tell me what is
well,
a...
Well, this hole opened up here.
Oh, there's the hole. Yeah.
There's a,
I guess so. Yeah.
But you tell me a scary... Give me a scary situation. If a belt like that breaks, it's going to hurt. Is that the worst danger you can...
If a belt
breaks,
flat.
Somebody's going to get hurt or...
A big one.
Yeah. Did you ever have an accident?
No.
That's why they kept those belts trimmed so that you wouldn't have accidents.
Oh, they want to protect them.
You got it. Because that's vicious stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard of.
Oh, yeah.
People can get really.
No.
But they kept the belts in good shape and everything else would have been pretty well
all
right.
All the time.
And you have no effects in your lungs and stuff from that? You don't think so. You were tough.
They didn't put stuff
never.
On them. It was just the chaff. They didn't put DDT.
No.
No.
They didn't put DDT and that stuff on
and
it.
And it was
so
a few days. It wasn't all year. You were just
no,
a few
no.
days in the season.
Yeah.
Maybe a week. And when it's over, you're doing something else.
That's right, yeah. No, there wasn't any,
any
fertilizers
put
on, nor poison. What would you call it? All organic.
All organic.
And what's the month of the year for this? What month would
you this is in the winter.
Oh, so it's not
or whenever you need it, probably.
Yeah, it sounds like you're working in a big heat, though. It's
No. Oh, no. It's all
there's
winter.
There's dust and noise, but it's not too hot. So
yeah. Winter feed.
I'm listening because for a minute I thought it was kittens but birds.
Yeah.
You have memories there still because all those belts bring back memories to you.
Oh, yeah.
And the canvas.
Canvases. Fight and take them off every time, right? At night. Put them back on in the morning. Couldn't get wet.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's where they came.
Yeah.
Things
and they
have
all
to be dry up here.
Tightened up, eh?
That roof has to be sealed all the time. You don't want any rain coming in here. That would be the worst thing. Yeah.
Is the box up there a box to go on a wagon or a sleigh or something?
That's a sleigh or a wagon.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's probably seated for your pines.
See, that's very old. That's an old blanket box or whatever. Come with.
Came over with some problems.
Maybe.
All done by hand and done in good quality.
That may have even come with them, you know, when they came over from the old country.
Maybe my great great grandfather?
Benjamin was second generation. That's your granddad.
Well, yeah. He was probably
son of Thomas.
He was more than second.
He was third. Third
he was third generation already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Joseph and Thomas. Yeah.
Thomas and Joseph.
Yeah.
And Joseph moved here.
Yeah.
And
he was the one who moved to Cumberland, and then Thomas.
Father of Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin was.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the frames that would have held the screen for one of these.
For winnowing? Or?
The fanning, yeah, there were a lot of screens. There's quite a few screens.
A box full of screens, and they would have screens. We used a lot of those screens up fishing, too, though.
You'd think somebody would find some value in these things. It's just sad to see them just sitting there. You know?
We should probably have a sale, I suppose.
No, but also, collectors and historians would like to see some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's
well, they fixed it.
It's too old now, and the harness is no more.
Like, animals can chew into this. That's what they're doing. That's what an animal probably chewed into.
Oh, yeah. Big
time. Nice
and
raccoons on the
pile of
dirt.
Yeah.
Lots of these canvases.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Numbers on them, Massey, B5125.
Different binders.
I used to love it up here when they were actually doing the grain because the floor got real slippery.
Yeah.
Shiny from the grain.
Is that a fact?
Well, when the oats runs, when it rubs on it, it shines.
A little bit of oil,
And
it's
it
like
would make work. It, you could slide
is that
from one end of this place to the other. It was fun.
The ropes and.
Mm-hmm. Dad was always inventing something, you know?
Yeah.
Like the sliding rack and
he
this.
He had an engineer's mind. Yeah. He liked to tinker. And
this
door?
A flat, it's a
pull
down.
That's where my idea for wanting to have that in the dining room that never materialized.
Oh.
I always wanted that. Make the door bigger. What do you think?
That's part off of. Ration mill, not a part of the bagger.
Mm-hmm.
And here's he had screens here.
Just before you go, look, this is a wheel that's made of wood by hand out of plank. It's a wheel. It's a circular affair made out of wooden planks.
Well, what was that for? Was
beautifully
that not,
thought
was
out.
Was that not a treadmill thing, but for dogs or something?
It looks like a treadmill.
I thought Dad told me that.
It's a circular wheel flat. With the spokes and everything out of wood. There's not a piece of metal in there.
I think it was a dog wheel.
I can't remember what it would have been used for.
Huh. They were ingenious. They built everything themselves.
Okay.
you can go to Canadian Tire to get the stuff. You made it.
That's right. See, this is a factory can, milk can for the factory.
Yeah. You'd put that along the road and somebody would pick it up.
No, we took it down to the factory.
Oh, you took it down?
Mm-hmm, in the wagon.
Okay.
The can's like this.
Yeah.
To the factory that was down at the corner here, Martin's factory.
Okay, yeah. You brought it there yourself.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes of wagon.
Yeah.
We had a little wagon, milk wagon, but I don't know where it went to. For that purpose.
This place is really starting to go, eh? Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Going crooked and everything.
Yeah. Well, the big beam in that barn broke many years ago, so. You might as well go over to the old
house. That name, is that country name?
Oh, yeah.
That long name you told me?
Yeah, I can hear.
So this was all garden here.
And the
garden.
Would that be your mother taking care of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Hello.
You heard about me?
Yeah. This is. Look at the construction.
Don't
look at the. Look at the piece of wood.
Let's,
okay.
Let's go to the old house first.
All right.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. Then we'll go around that one.
Let's phone the fire department.
This is true. This is our garden.
Yeah.
And
they were all here when I came.
Oh, okay. Well, Dad told me that
he
and Grandma
planted these. Oh, yeah. We used to, the gate, the fence was along here. The gate was about here.
There's a story here. That's the foundation, isn't it?
There's a gate here to the house.
Yeah.
And the fence was along here, and the thrashing mill sometimes would be set up there when we're filling those 2 miles in there. You'd have to come around here. And there was an ice house there. It's gone. Went around up the fence and back the wagon in beside the mill.
Now I know where the sawdust went, because when you have an ice house, you need sawdust to keep those blocks there. Yeah.
Then there was a nice tree here, what do you call it, the honeysuckle at the gate here. And Dad had built a little house here, about here, put the bicycles in.
Is that what we used as a playhouse?
Probably. I don't know where it went.
You had your own bicycle?
Well, it was my brother's. So
yeah, you used it if you wanted.
I never had a new one.
They had to go to school on their bikes.
Yeah, to Navin, the bicycle to Navin.
The rose bushes that I have at home and that are from over at the house came from here. When they started letting the animals in here, I said, we have to move this to make it cool.
Yeah. And then the hollyhocks all here.
Oh, the smell is so nice. Now this.
And then the little gate to the road was just by that. Just west of that, east of that big tree. Close to the road. Just a little gate.
Is this the foundation of the original?
There, yeah.
This was a walkway. This was a front step.
Cement all around.
Oh, the cement all around,
yeah.
But the house was inside that.
Here.
Okay.
The log house was here. And so I remember when they built that cistern.
That would have been inside the house.
Yeah.
And what's the wall would have come up here?
Yeah.
So what kind of a foundation? That was not on stone foundation.
No. Stones and wood. Woods.
Well, the place is still there.
Woods there.
So that means that's the original.
They put stones around it to hold it.
Yeah. That's way in the 1800s for sure.
But I remember them pouring, there weren't any windows, but there was a hole at the far side there and they had to put the cement in through it.
That's how they poured the cistern?
Yeah.
Well,
this was all ground.
What's the idea of the cistern inside the house?
To have water.
Catch your rainwater so you can shower.
Wash your hands.
But you also had a well somewhere.
Went with the inside
in
plumbing.
The barn.
Okay.
You had to carry the water from there.
Yeah, the drinking water came from there.
And then you gathered the rainwater in the cistern.
So Dad got this bright idea to make the cistern so we could pump water.
Right in the house.
Wash your hands. Yeah. So. I was young when they did that.
Watch your nails, Bob.
Yeah. So this is the wall
that
is coming up off the side of the house.
Yeah.
That was to that corner where the pin is.
Yeah.
So basically,
everyone
would
be
coming
in
from this side.
Yeah, that's it,
going around.
Imagine, though,
you know? That's not very good.
Dad and Grandpa, I guess, built this cement sidewalk all around.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they added the extension in the back because it was not a big.
That's just our kitchen.
Two stories, eh? This house would have been two stories.
Yeah. Then they built on this.
Added that in
kitchen.
The back, and then they kept adding stuff.
Well, then Dad built that summer kitchen.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't, Mom could cook out there and it wouldn't be so hot in the kitchen to eat.
And as far as you remember, the road was always, it's about where it is now.
Oh yeah, only the curve was sharper.
So way in here.
It was an S-curve.
They decided to have this here, they knew exactly how far they were from the road when they built the house.
Well, the road was probably only a little track.
Yeah, it would have been a track. But they had the idea that...
In the 1800s when Joseph moved here.
Some of them were going in paths, really. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably all it was a path for horse and buggy.
It was not a beautiful setup like we have.
They didn't have cars.
No.
None of these people.
Oh, the thing is right off the house, this little summer kitchen.
Totally, yeah. We came through there and there was the little milk house, we called it, a little log house.
Here
to keep stuff cool in.
You see, the construction on that is different from what that would have been probably. That's log.
Yeah.
And here you're into planks and poles.
This would have been added after the
original. But it's still, there's a bit of a rock foundation, but not much. And there's no rock foundation on the other side. See the back?
There probably is.
There could be 50 years different. Do you think there might be rock down there? You said you were going to come here for a good one. I looked at some of the beams there. Those are beams. Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
imagine
big stuff.
The tree that came to come off.
Well, they just cut the pine down. And
these are just trees.
Yeah. But beneath it, all the way down, there might be a stone layer, but maybe not, you know, not necessarily.
Maybe not all the way down.
I think it's because that when it's that old, no sign of any rock on
these.
Oh, there's some rock here. A little bit. Yeah, are you a little bit sad to see it like this?
Yeah. We're all born in
your imagination takes you in the past, but this, looking at it like this is not...
Well, we're all born in the log house. In here.
Yeah. Ruth doesn't know about that, would you?
And that was all garden over there too, with apple trees.
It was much more, it was beautiful.
We worked well, there.
And your mom would have been gardening on the right here?
And here.
And there too?
Yeah.
And you had your trees?
Potatoes and carrots, everything.
Well, they were self-sufficient.
Threw everything and then we just put them in there in the cellar.
Yeah. You didn't have to depend on too many people in those days.
Threw them in through the window.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was an open door in the house that... floor that you lift up like the one
trapped
down. Yeah.
What about heating? Did you heat with wood?
Yeah.
Did you remember coal?
We didn't have coal.
No coal, all wood.
Because we were always in wood.
You had enough wood here to, yeah?
Yeah, there were always and bush and stuff. And
that's right there.
No, that's tricky, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Maybe.
That's no burning wood.
So then, I guess Dad and Grandpa built this on after.
So your mom would have spent a lot of
Robert
time in that
Ben.
Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go in and just to get... You say in your manuscript that your mom was cooking for all these guys coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Workers.
Mm-hmm.
Not just her family, but all the...
Plus, she had eight, and the grandparents lived here.
Yeah. Ben and his wife. And with always people around, because you're with your father running all these activities, there were... helpers and hired people. And
yeah, they did custom work and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Electricity came in, but that's way down the line.
Way down the line.
Way down the line. Anything going up here? No, there's nothing above the kitchen, but there would have been a stairwell in the other building going up to a second story.
Yeah. We had a bathtub in there. That was the washroom. Okay. And the sink went out into the garden there. The water ran out there. And the side door went to the summer kitchen and to the woodshed and to the...
There was a window there?
No.
No. There's not much light in here.
No. Well, there was this window here.
Yeah, this is
a window. Okay, that's a window because there was, before electricity, your mom had to see what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to work in the grass,
huh? Mm-hmm.
Is this a salt block or something?
Yeah.
So this was the woodshed. Filled that with wood for the winter. Had to be piled.
You can put a lot of cords of wood in there. Will you do some of that stuff?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
So
all,
you'd have all hardwood?
Different kinds, mixed. Yeah. It all had to be piled, and then we brought it from there into the house. And we had a big wooden tank here to catch the rainwater. Dad had the eave trough or something like
that. And you'd want it running to the cistern?
No.
Just another reservoir?
Yeah. Before the cistern. No. I guess he put the cistern in at the same time, but this was here. They had this here first.
Another one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of tires in there. So this was a summer kitchen.
Yeah. We built this so she
could. This was a neat place when I was growing up. This is where we played.
You played in?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's still stones and stuff in here.
Yeah.
The floor's almost gone, but you can go in.
Dorothy, Mr. Hare sent down the stoves, eh?
Her old,
that electric stove later on, but that's the wood stove over there, the black one.
Yeah, I see that one.
Yeah.
We used to play house there.
The Moffat, is that electrical?
Yeah, that came from my sister's.
The wood stove.
Mm-hmm. But...
Is that a nice box there? Is that
There was a nice box, isn't
there? I'll point to it. That thing that looks like a nice box in the corner there.
No? The white thing?
Yeah.
No.
Here's the cupboard.
We only had a nice box in the washroom here. The ice box is in there.
There's still a sink way over in the back left corner, isn't
there? Yeah. We had raspberries in this garden. Boy, oh boy, 6 feet high.
Yeah. Raspberries.
All raspberries, yeah. And all the apple trees.
You know, you say in your manuscript you have an acre of buildings, and now I believe it. They love to put up buildings.
Did
here.
I say that?
For over 1 acre, they had a whole, maybe 15, all the different buildings they love to build, right?
There's the outhouse.
So what's left of it?
Falling down a bit.
It was a two-holer, too. It was a two-holer, wasn't it?
Yep.
Little hole and a big hole.
In our closet, we had a two-seater.
That was two-seater. Jerry used to come down and use the little hole quite often.
You didn't have to move it. You just cleaned it out.
Yep.
The lazy people move the
or
whole
throw
thing.
Line.
Really?
They used to throw lime and stuff in it, too.
The shop was here. This is where the shop was with the anvil and the
blacksmith
shop.
Yeah,
here. Was here. It was logged also.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So it was off the highway behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear them hammering away there. And that would be at the house. There's a lot of buildings there for sure.
In those days there was nobody to hear you. Don't forget. No.
The neighbors were down the road.
So there was a fence all along here. It was for the garden. Garden was in there. And we had chicken houses there.
That's great.
Yeah. There were 3 or 4 chicken houses. We had chickens there. We raised little chickens. And this is my duck house. I have ducks in it.
Yeah. You say it in the management duck. You went to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
With the
market.
Yeah.
But I had another one too. I had another one.
That's still pretty straight.
Yeah. And we had to make pens, you know, with wire and stuff.
Yeah.
And let them out.
They'd come out.
And I had another one over here. Another duck house.
I'm telling you, there were a lot of buildings on this 1 acre section.
Yeah. And the first sawmill was right there. That's where the first sawmill was built.
So a lot of the planks that we see in the buildings came from the sawmill, or? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
because he was also providing for other people around. Mm-hmm. Sawmill was useful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go to the corner and walk the corner and look at the field in there. What would you have? Main crops: hay, corn.
Yeah, corn.
Oats.
Red clover.
Yeah. Millet, is that an expression in English? Millet.
Well, millet is a flour. Ground. This is a hen house.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. The ducks, roosters, hens. Everything in there.
My wife tells me that that's the worst smell, eh? Hen? Is that?
Oh.
Or pig? Yeah. Is pigs worse? Or?
No, I say hen is, it's more ammonia.
A lot, yeah.
There's all kinds of little windows
here.
Doors.
So there's two rooms here. This is.
Yeah.
I was just going to let it shut.
The hens were on this side, here.
Yeah.
Plus my pony.
You had a pony
and
here.
And I had a sheep in here, too.
Yeah.
Everything was full, you know, back
then. Yeah, I suspect, yeah. That's why they kept building new buildings, to make room for more stuff.
And here we had the roosters, when we didn't have hens. When the roosters were killed, of course, the hens were not in here. And we used to do the cages all along there and all along here to put the roosters in, to fatten them.
Yeah, they were there for the meat, and the hens were there for the eggs.
Yeah. And the market and the ducks.
Yeah.
Yep. You could let them out here. There was a pen.
Oh, yeah.
Put it right there.
But you'd have the wire fence. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The what?
The old wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah.
It would have taken a good pair of arms to move that thing around. It's bulky, and it's if it was full, it was heavy.
We used to have great fun with the chickens. We'd have the chicks in the house.
There
were doors all over the place. See, this is another door to let them out.
What a place for a child to grow up and have fun, eh?
Oh, yeah.
All the little nooks and crannies.
It was
there.
Great.
No end to it.
For me, it was a working thing.
You were
not playing.
No, you started working maybe a little bit too young.
My pony tied there. I bet you that's the same chain.
Probably. Yeah.
Post here. Chain.
Behind the place.
I see it. It's not very long. It's, yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Look at that. Here's that. So, you weren't picnicking and out in the country. You were working pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have time to just go gallivanting. Mm-hmm. They needed you for your contribution.
Yeah. That's right. So this was penned off here a bit. Well, they were let out free, but if you're fattening them and that, you didn't let them go. But then the ice house was right here. The ice house was here.
Is this only for you or for other people? This your ice. The
Our ice.
House.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Keep the milk cold for the dairy.
And
for the factory.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that? From the Ottawa River? You cut it?
Yeah, I did too. I drew it from the Ottawa River.
You haul it up from the Ottawa River?
Steam and sleigh. Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. You put that in the olive sawdust, and it won't melt till next year.
No, kept it here.
No
put
matter
it
how
in
hot it gets in July.
No, never melt. So at thrashing time and that, see, we had to come around all this with the wagon. Sometimes we had to go around that way, and then turn this way, and just through or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes a tight squeeze. Because I think this was out more. I think it was right here. So it wasn't very wide. This wasn't here, you see.
Oh, that wasn't.
Let's not go in there yet. Let's go back to the sawmill first. And
the watering tank was in there for the cattle outside. A wooden one, too.
So when we were in the house, Elgin was here all along.
Not all along.
Oh, he drove in. That's him. That's he drove in.
He drove in with Rich, I guess. No.
See, this yard used to be full of piles of logs.
Sawmill. Big operation.
Piles
and a mountain
everywhere.
Of sawdust.
And that wooden tank we had on the sleigh, there was another wooden tank. Did I mention it in my story? Yeah. Used to fill it up, and it had to be pulled over there to the steamer.
Yeah, the steamer in Navy.
And then in later years, Albert and Dad dug a trench and they piped it. So the pipe is under there.
Yeah. Is that a wooden pipe?
No.
Is there a wooden pipe somewhere here that you know of? Somebody told me something about a wooden pipe, and I thought they were telling me it went from the swale to the creek. And I said, I can't believe that.
No.
Okay, now let's get our bearings. Where does your dad's property stop? Not at this fence, but at the next one.
No, this fence, straight
That's
down.
That's the end of the line?
Yeah.
And where's...
Over to the road.
It's rather narrow. Oh, all the way to...
Frank
and then we're going down.
He's got 100 to the bush there, behind the bush.
See the bush over there?
And that makes 100 acres? That's big. 150 is all that. That's big.
But when I was younger, we were also working Arnold's.
On the other side? Yeah.
When he bought the farm.
Oh, yes.
Because it was all our equipment.
So you had a lot of people on that. Yeah.
Yeah, too.
Now, you can't be running the blacksmith shop and the sawmill and all these mills.
No, well, they...
On and off.
They fixed everything.
Yeah. So they're moving around all these and hired people, and there's... It must be...
Let's go in this side.
Hire so many. Yeah, they hired people.
Or you want to go in that side and walk this one?
This was all a sawdust pile here. That was where the big...
That was another place we could play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's a nice smell.
Mm-hmm.
Sawdust.
Yeah. Sawdust pile.
What's this hole? Tell me about this hole. I thought it was a well. Do you know what it was for?
Well, it could have been the pipe comes up there from the barn.
Yeah.
And maybe they siphoned it from the
reservoir,
water here.
A little reservoir to hold it.
Into the steamer.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Steam engine was in there. See, there's a hole there in the wall.
Yeah.
Cut out, probably in there, siphoned in there. Not as far as I hardly remember that hole.
I think it was covered before,
yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, it was covered, and siphoned it in from there.
Mr. Cal?
The steam air was in here.
That must have been hot.
Ah, it's sinking over.
Oh yeah, it's falling down. Oh God, she's lame.
And there should have been a hole in the ceiling for the pipe to go out.
Not only limping, she's not using that leg at all.
But you see the hole.
For what?
So that, the pipe from the steam engine to go out.
Now you know why you're wearing bubble
wrap. Fire pipe. For the smoke.
Okay, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chimney,
yeah.
Yeah. You're frightening her, and she's little.
Yeah. I don't know, it must have been closed in. Wouldn't be better to help.
Probably where that tin is.
And then again, they have their belts going in.
Belts going into that hole.
Yeah, to the other, and that's where the action is on the
that's
other side.
That's where the action is, yeah.
And you work in there.
Yeah. I see Dad crawling inside it, yes. Inside the steamer clean all the
You things. Love that machine. It's a terrible. Which way, how are we going to go
Go
in
around.
The long way?
Now the sleigh with the slabs
was
back in here.
Yeah. That tree would not have been there then.
Oh no.
That's probably what's wrong with the cow.
See, the big slab pile was over here, where that's burning. That was all...
Those slabs are only for scrap, it's for burning.
No, from the mill. There was a mountain of slabs.
Yeah, the slabs are used for...
Dad burned slabs for years at home to
the
keep the house warm.
Yeah.
Planks you build with, the slabs were used to heat stuff with. Well, yes, of course.
But no.
Every year the frost heaves it.
The
beam is gone. It's only the cart that's holding this up now.
The slabs went through here. We saw it here on the table.
So what's your job?
Here and up
the rack and down onto the sleigh with the racks on the sides of the sleigh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's your job?
Mine was rolling the logs.
You said that.
She didn't have an easy
position.
Job.
Yeah.
And is that tricky? Is that dangerous?
Well, yeah. You have to line them up.
Yeah.
You never
Yeah.
Depends how high they make the pile there. You know, they'll fall down on you. That's why I couldn't let anybody help me.
Yeah.
Some of the guys.
You roll them and line them up.
Guys are going to dance. They'll roll down on top of them. And to put them on the carrier, you had to put them on the straight. And then the lumber was thrown out here. The cut lumber was thrown here.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Good stuff.
And it had to dry.
Well, people took it home. Yeah.
Now, your logs are already dry. You don't cut wet wood. You let the logs dry good? No, you cut them?
No, just cut them and they brought them.
And if they're still green, you have to let them dry? Or they
well,
bring them
Well, they now? Cut and they do what they like with the lumber.
It's for
they have to dry the lumber.
Yeah.
And the saw was about where the tire is.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vertical. Around?
Yep.
And here, this is up, you can see it's up a bit high. Mm-hmm. We drew the logs in here, or off a sleigh, human sleigh, and roll them onto the head.
Is that a pipe pole you used to roll the thing up? Pipe, what do you call that? You had something to roll them up, those?
Cant hook.
Cant hook.
Yeah.
That's what you used.
See, here's the beams that the logs sat on.
Yeah.
And you roll them
and
in.
And you're rolling uphill a little bit with your logs?
Nope.
They're flat.
They're flat.
So you just get them in line, flat, with the cant hook, making them. And then they run 2 inches at a time, which...
Well, whatever they want.
You don't set the gap.
Half inch, quarter inch.
You weren't setting the gap.
No, Dad or Albert.
Yeah. You just roll them in and let them go.
Well, you had to set them on the carrier.
Yeah.
And line them up.
Yeah.
The logs aren't straight.
No.
You have to line them up on the carrier.
Yeah.
Put wedges in. Keep it.
So when you make a run with the saw and the person who gives it in to get the thickness, is that you doing that?
Or Dad.
Your dad is doing that?
Yeah.
And if he wants a 2-inch, he brings it in 2-inch and that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we have to turn them, and take all the little bark off.
Yeah.
Okay. Then if they want beams,
long
beams for stables, they went out there. They were so long that they had to stick out the end.
Okay.
You know, for barns and stuff. And out the other end, so they had the end out.
So if you
the
think
hole,
of...
We had a door we could put on. The pole.
So if you have a typical week, let's say Monday to Friday, you're not working here all, like your dad might do the blacksmith shop one day and then
no,
come
no,
here, no?
No, no, work here every day in the winter.
Pretty well every day here in the winter.
Yeah, every day.
This was a big thing. The sawmill was a big operation.
Yeah, going every day.
Yeah.
And then even in the summer then, on rainy days, we worked in here.
Yeah.
There was no time off.
So blacksmithing was not...
No, that was just for neighbors
it was
their own repair.
Well, Grandpa Ben probably worked. He was a blacksmith.
Yeah, so he fixed
the
neighbors
up.
Yeah.
He probably worked more.
Because you are covering more than 100 years of all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings and that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sawdust one, the second one.
Yeah, there was an elevator.
Could you sell some of that stuff? Would somebody else want some for the ice houses? You could sell the sawdust. Nothing went to waste. The slabs were used, the sawdust was used, everything.
And they used it for bedding later on. But there was a lot of stuff in here. The belt came in that hole, went on a big pulley. There were lots of belts in here.
Mm-hmm.
And belt for the other thing, and the belt for the saw, and belt for the saw to the carrier.
But this is a lot noisier than when we were in the other building. The noise would get to you here, wouldn't it?
I guess it was noise.
It wasn't bad noise.
No, it wasn't. Like when that saw is going into the wood.
That noisy. Yeah.
And all the time. And then
the other saw cutting the slabs. So two saws.
And your eyes are. There's a lot of dust in here or not?
You had to watch it. Dad had a screen up in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'd turn my back. Right?
Yeah. But you never thought about stuff like that. No, you just worked at it. Yeah. Now you see kids and they've got earmuffs and they've got stuff to protect their eyes.
The
and
stuff that flew
from
the sawdust from the saw was quite dangerous, you know.
Chunks, I can see that. Not
getting your eyes
screen up. Yeah, you had to watch that.
But you didn't wear goggles.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's a...
Didn't have sunglasses. Didn't have sunscreen either, don't forget.
No. People just...
Sometimes there'd be chunks get stuck alongside the saw, you know?
Yeah.
And they'd have to
you learn to be careful because...
Stick and lift up a lot. And flip. See, that's what happened. What's his name? Who? Hill. He had no experience in that stuff. He shouldn't have been near a saw.
No.
You got to know what you're doing close to the machine like that.
And he was always asking me to come down. Yeah. When are you coming down? Show me how to run that saw. When are you coming down? Correct. Next thing I knew, he was...
I know.
Right off his face?
Bruce Hill. He had an accident.
Dad
was haunted by that, you know, so his dying day.
It was our saw.
He should never have sold it to him.
No.
Because he didn't know how to do anything with it. He came looking for the saw, and Dad sold it to him, and then he went and crippled himself for life.
Yeah. But you have to know what you're doing. The saw catches that. It's
That's why I'm asking you all these questions, because respect for machinery. Mm-hmm. And this is powerful machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like when they told me at the time, I knew exactly what had happened. Exactly.
Yeah. You had seen that.
Oh, yeah. You have to know
flying off of that
how thing. To react to that.
There you go.
He didn't know.
In a sense,
that saw catches any piece at all. It brings it right around.
The power on that saw, and hands and arms and everything, you gotta be careful.
So this is the line right there going into the fork over there.
There was a fence right here.
Actually, the property runs down this line fence. That tree line is a creek as well.
What is our name for that creek?
Leonard Creek.
Oh, that's Leonard Creek, and it ends up in the Ottawa River.
Yeah. But then it goes over to... Okay, in my time it was known as Leonard Creek, and it started from springs up on Borden's or Edmund's farm.
It starts down on... It used to be John James's farm on the 6th... runs to the 6th concession.
Mm-hmm.
The John James farm. We moved to Stittsville. And that's where the creek starts. The ditches run into it there. It's the beginning of the creek.
And it was called Scarf Creek on the old papers.
Yeah, and on some of the things they'll say it's Scarf Drain. Scarf Drain. Mm-hmm.
I know there's a spring. There's a spring down over on...
Like, where did this word Leonard come from?
I don't know.
But that's
probably it probably was the ward of Leonard that it went out into the Ottawa River in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
Because that was my grandfather's brother that owned that farm first.
Yeah.
And it was sold to Spratt's. But that's where the creek starts, right there.
I've never been to the end of the creek.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told it starts out of springs down there too, is that true?
Yeah, it's all kinds of springs. And the ditch that comes along with it, concession goes into that. But that's where the creek starts, is on the farm. And it was John James.
On my property, I'm not even around stuff to burn.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you have the opportunity and you have the means.
Yep. See, I don't understand why they didn't keep calling that creek Scarf, because that's what starts.
I never knew that it was named that.
And the original owner was John James Scarf.
Yeah. Maybe somebody named Leonard is on the river end of it.
Or doing the math.
Well, there was a St. Leonard ward, like St. David, St. George, St. Leonard. And a couple of other saints that were the wards. Yeah, and that might have been... It might have been... Who knows? Okay. That's where the old manure pile was for years and years and years. You couldn't get much better earth than what those cows are walking on. This is clay or something they've got dumped here, though.
This was all slabs.
Before?
Yeah.
Yeah. But in my...
Yeah? You used to draw it out here.
He's talking to the cows.
Mm-hmm.
We can probably go in the end door here.
Animals, I'm talking in French. They don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore.
Well, those animals might. They've probably been spoken to in French by Richard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we can go in through
here. The silo here.
Oh yeah, tell the story of the silo now.
Corn blower was set up here.
That's poured by, that's all poured and formed, right?
Yeah.
That's.
But it was done in the 30s, right?
Yeah, in the 30s.
That's after the wooden silo. This is new technology.
Yeah.
And there's the joints are a little bit off, so that they just to make it strong and that.
Yeah.
It says it. Yeah. 10 rows, 50 bucks a row or something. More than that. 30 rows, 15, it's 350 bucks.
So the farm blower was set up like this.
Yeah.
Pull the pipe up the rope and track it that way. Right up here at the bottom. Unload it.
Do you want to go in this side or in the other side? This side might be locked.
And then here was a pig house there, up here.
Yeah. And Dad told me that the pig house that was here was where they first lived.
Could it be? It was a log.
Yeah, it was a log building only about, you know, maybe 8 by 10.
Yeah.
And that was the first house they lived in. Mm-hmm. It had a Joseph. Second story. Yeah, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was a pig house by the time.
Mm-hmm. And then the pen for the pigs went out.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to see foundations, and that's got to come after the original building. This is a concrete foundation. So is the over there. That's concrete foundation. All of this came after, right?
Oh, I
no.
Those would have been original log or very close to original. They probably put the foundation on after.
They could have put that in after, yeah.
But see, they put all that cement around the house.
After the.
Before I was born.
Yeah.
But so this is some of the oldest buildings that we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is this
the pig house and then those two buildings?
That's a big barn, you know. That's mm-hmm. big.
Yeah. I don't know if it's locked though.
I don't know what year.
It says do not enter.
Yeah, right.
What year?
That's to block the window they busted out.
Oh.
But yes, the buildings are starting to go, but they're not down that far yet.
Yeah.
These are boxes for the calves feeder.
This is still pretty solid, the architecture, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They had a big, they had a lot of head of cows, eh? They were milking a lot of cows.
Yeah. 1 point, I guess, there was, we had here about 26. And that box fell. Sometimes we young cow in here and sometimes pigs.
And the milk house?
Over there.
We'll go there.
Here's where I was when the sow came out. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet.
The doors were shut. And I shut the doors. And I just turned around and the sow came out. Oh, yeah.
Big mouth open. Big open.
Because the cow had made one of the little pigs squeal. Ooh. I wrote that down after. And my dog Jeep just jumped between us. She would have had me.
Yeah.
Because I had no fork or anything.
No.
And they fought and they fought here around and around and around.
Is that a fact? What a story.
Jeep saved you.
Yeah. Saved me. Oh, yeah.
She was angry. She was,
Oh, yeah.
A sow can weigh 600 pounds. Big. Mm-hmm.
Big sow.
Really?
Yeah. We had 3 or 4 tied in here.
You never had time to play in the hay.
Nope, don't play in.
You don't sound like a little girl who played a lot. You sound like a little girl who worked a lot.
See, when we were growing up, this wasn't bales. This was all loose hay.
Yeah.
And we used to climb the logs in that barn and climb the ladders. And in between, see where the planks are or the round support bars are on the outside walls? Underneath those, there was usually a pocket where the hay didn't all fit in, and you could make tunnels. You could go in, and the kittens would be born in those tunnels, too.
Yeah, we'd find them.
So we'd find them.
Yeah. And you could go out through there between the two, you could squeeze in through.
Yeah. Now there's lots of room for
now
you to
there's
go.
Lots of room.
This looks like a place that was put together without nails. From the technology, you can. It looks like a lot of these joints without nails. It's very interesting to me. Can you see what I mean now?
Mm-hmm.
Like a slot in the wood and everything is slotted in. Look at the pins. You see the wooden pins and the pegs and stuff?
Yeah, you can see one coming through up here.
That means it's very... Can I climb that?
Yes, but be careful. The rungs are
that means this is a very old barn. And man, this is a huge barn. Mm-hmm.
The floor should be okay for you to walk on if you want to.
It also smells very good.
Hey.
Oh, look at this. But wouldn't take this bold architecture.
See, there used to be a cistern up there.
It's
yeah.
All wooden pavement. Everything is held by wooden pavement.
Yeah.
This is really
yeah, I lived here, my whole life, and I never noticed that.
Well, that's what I'm interested in.
But in that corner, Bob, there was a round holding tank, a cistern,
yeah,
that they pumped water up into from the well, and then when the cows were in, they would let it run down by gravity.
Mm-hmm. This is really something.
And the track along the top there was for bringing the hay in.
A little bit off vertical here, things are starting to shift, but it's basically it's so well built and it's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
some of the wood is only plain on one side, everything else is left around. I mean,
yeah.
Even this ladder is all, I don't think there's a nail in, but yeah, there's a. But they knew how to build stuff without the.
That's old, isn't it?
Yeah. It was fun coming up, but this is scary coming
up. No, what's your, you're not near the edge yet. There. I remember when I was about 4 or 5, climbing to the very, very top of that ladder, because the hay was all the way to the top of the barn.
Yeah.
And I could get up to the top and I could get off onto the hay, and we had a great time up there while Dad was milking down here, but when it came to getting back down, I couldn't.
No.
And I can remember being up there yelling and screaming for Dad to come and help me. And he did. He came and got me.
You went up, but you didn't like coming down.
Well, like you. It was okay going up.
I was afraid of heights, but I had those pegs. This place is really...
Yeah.
This is.
I don't know what year this would have been.
This is old.
I have no
it's
idea.
Old.
It's
yeah. Must have been 18. Must have been when Bill's had been Ben and his kids were...
And it's still,
when
you
they
know,
started.
It's a bit off vertical.
It would have been after they had the sawmill, though, because I'm sure they did all their own.
Yeah, the little sawmill.
Yeah. Yeah, this would have been all done on the little sawmill, yeah.
We used to always fill at least one mow here with
straw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they come in here with a camera and film those pegs. Film the joints or something.
I have the camera if you want to take pictures.
You know, this kind of technology is, you don't see it all the time. This is...
Yeah.
This place is a beautiful.
This is home, Bob.
Beautiful.
This is home. Whatever else it may
you
be.
You
want to
come
home,
with us
to
see Sharon Wright? We're going to talk about. No, you got
who's Sharon Wright?
Oh, she's.
The Anglican United.
Ray Lowe's daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
You don't. No.
That's church stuff?
Yeah. That is the 100th anniversary of Fairbrook Anglican.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to come with us, but maybe you got something else.
When are you going there today?
Yeah.
Going after, you know.
Oh God, we got to be there in 10 minutes.
Well, yeah,
we're not.
I'm going to.
But it's worse than.
I don't want to be there too late, but it's not.
Yeah,
late.
We got to go out to the two.
Okay.
Well, the well house first.
The well.
Pump house. Oh Lord.
The litter carrier.
We might not be able to get through here. It's all packed up.
Yeah, you can.
We'll have to go the other way. Look at
the
it.
The well was right out there, and that's where we took them out.
You don't know how deep they had to go for water.
Not very deep. Not very
in those
deep.
Days, you know.
It's good water.
Good water. Yeah.
Not very deep.
Lots of it to slide all the cows.
Yeah.
And
no problem. Some good stuff. You used to drink that.
Oh yeah, everything's definitely shifting.
We might have to cement workers.
We might have to go the other door.
There's two layers. You see there?
We better go out here.
So at 4 o'clock, you left the sawmill, you came in with half of these.
Yeah.
But they come home until 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Then we milk them.
Yeah.
And then we milk the
cattle. You have to feed the cattle, you have to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Horses.
I don't think you had a whole lot of leisure. You were moving from one thing to the other.
You want to see nails?
Oh my.
Somebody thought they were going to hold it together with metal.
It's like machine gunning the place.
Yeah, really. Actually, I think Dad gave us those things to do sometimes just to keep us occupied.
Yeah.
Here, take a hammer out there.
Can we go around or can we?
We can walk across, I think. Here, I'll go first, and if I don't sink, you won't.
pen for pigs is all along here.
If you can see it, it's peeling over there.
Yeah. This was all manure pile.
Nice and cushiony. This.
Oh yeah, this is good stuff to walk on. But like I said, if I don't think you won't.
That's about it.
The hard table.
Yeah, see the ceiling isn't as low as the floor is high.
This is the horse stable. Along the harness here. Wow.
You said when your mom came back from Navin, you were taking care of the horse.
Oh yeah.
Bringing it in.
Yeah.
Did you have to sponge it down if it was sweating in that?
Brushed
no.
It. You brushed it. You never touched them.
No.
Just took the harness off, give them a big drink of cold water there, and put them in the stable.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Never.
But they weren't all sweaty anyways, because...
Sweat? Oh, yeah.
They were, yeah. But you don't have to... They cool off.
That's only modern day. Right?
Yeah. They cool off on their own. You had to feed them.
Never die.
Just get rid of all that harnessing.
He's like the rest of us. If we get spoiled by too much of this stuff, then we think we need it all the time.
These were all listless songs.
Four
here.
Those are big.
Single stall there for Fred.
And
one single stall.
For Fred.
Yeah. And we threw the manure out here, so there was a big pile of manure there.
Yeah.
Which you had to drive over.
But horse manure is not as drier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not as bad. Cow manure, whoo, that.
Yeah. The fence was right over there too, wasn't it?
You didn't have to bend over like this.
No, this is up to
the feet. But the doorway was always shallow. Like the real ledge is there. The real ledge is there, and this is the real top. And,
oh yeah,
and
it wasn't too high.
Some of the horses rubbed on the way in
and out.
They
had to put their head down.
Yeah.
But like this was down a couple of feet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, out here was. Oh yeah, because it was always a ledge to step up over.
And the earth rather stayed in here. And what we don't have in here, it used to be sheep. They always called it the sheep house.
Yeah.
There wasn't any sheep when I was around.
No, me neither.
But we kept the young cattle in there.
Look, it's all separating. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't think it's dangerous, but I mean, it's just places.
In a big windstorm, I wouldn't walk through there.
I mean, look at this.
Yeah. So that's where I fed the young cattle. And this was all manure.
But see, Bob, there was, you see where the holes in the wall were?
Yeah.
There was an entire ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Of crossbars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those have been taken out because the cattle have rubbed on them or whatever over the years.
Yeah, and the floor is getting too high.
The floor is too high. So what's happened now is there's no supporting crossbeams, so this whole thing is ready.
They're messing around with the structure of this place.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But see, this was low because it was a sheep.
Always was.
I don't know who had the sheep.
Always was.
Must have been Joseph.
Yeah, but that's before
your time. They called
it
sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you always had to bump your head, you know.
Yeah.
And we forked all that out by hand, cleaning that stable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sheep.
By hand.
It's not stinky, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Not too bad. Well, no. That was before, yeah.
But this was cow manure in here. Yeah.
We'll go out through here then we'll go back. Because, yeah, I just realized the time.
Yeah, I don't mind being a little bit late, but I don't want to be too.
And there would be bird nests in here and stuff. And
driving here with the wagon, we always had to take the team off because this is all manure.
Yeah.
And then we had to push the wagon back out.
You
have sunk right into it.
No, we couldn't.
Yeah, it didn't go that far.
But the, you see, this is cedar. And it still even has some of the bark on it.
Cedar.
It is cedar.
Yeah. Still on it.
So imagine what those things are worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because those are still fine inside.
Oh.
They could be cut up into planks. And
nothing wrong with that. You can make big. Look at the second one off. Look at the size of that.
Yeah.
We used to string Fred up here, the rope over there, over the beam, and pull his head up and put this stuff into him when he got the colic.
Oh,
one time he jumped right in with us into the mouth. Horse we had. He used to get the colic in the room.
Fred
older. So good.
The stories you could tell, Gladys. I can see you there, the way you're walking around, nice and slow, and your eyes are moving around. The memories are just pouring.
It's sad, though.
It's sad.
It's all falling down.
Yeah.
It's booming. Eh?
It's at the point now where yeah, I'm saying
the richness of it. Yeah. And now it's
yeah.
Like it's at the point now where I'm saying like maybe we should have it taken down and mm-hmm. have the wood sold for at least what it can be.
Those are all good. They're all dry.
Yeah, because once they break, like this mm-hmm. one here, you see, this is the first one that broke about mm-hmm. 20 years ago. That's over the weight of a snow.
They sag and
yeah, and it broke. And Dad tried to prop it up and.
But see, all these inside ones are perfect. Oh, yeah. They're wet.
Yeah. For 100 years, they've never been wet.
You'll bring it all back to life by writing. You can do, that's what happens. You can do that.
Yeah.
So you bring it back through writing. Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do. You let it pour out from your...
So there's so much. I mean, you could make a whole novel out of this. Mm-hmm. Life and Time. And then you can imagine what you don't know.
And next time I come on a bicycle ride, I'll look over here and I'll understand, because I've done bicycle rides, but I never understood what it was all about. Now I've had a good explanation from the horse's mouth.
The horse's mouth.
Better than that's the horse's right. ass, eh, Chuck?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Memories.
Oh,
eh?
Yeah. It's rich. A rich heritage.
So where did you want your picture taken? Right about here?
I want to be in the picture with you.
You?
Okay. You and me. Just
where we stand.
Well, I'm just thinking in the barn there would be a
good... Let's get... This wood is good. Can you see it? Do you want the sun on it?